$1,049, Joanne M. Darlington, northwest of Route 16, Broad Hill Road, northwest of Georgia Avenue, being Lot 6, Block H, within Broad Hill Beach, North Shore Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Joanne Darlington, 6 Georgia Avenue, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Rob Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19963.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As you see from the packet, we are here tonight requesting a variance from the front yard setback, side yard setback, to fix a problem that was already created. The property is on the northwest side of Georgia Avenue and Broad Hill Beach. It's separated from the beach by one lot, which is currently being remodeled with a second story addition. The client would like to be able to continue having a view of the bay, which she had when she purchased the property. Of course, it wasn't an issue because the house next to her was a one-story house, and it creates, because of the addition that's being built, and I have some copies I would like to pass out for to show the this is a side view, profile view of the house that's being built between my client's property, Darlington's, and the beach. The property is, of course, a beach property, therefore part of the expectation is to enjoy the bay, especially since she bought the property in the first block. Consequently, the variance would be necessary for reasonable use of the property. She as previously stated, the situation wasn't created by Ms. Darlington. What she would like to do is put decks on the front of her house, first and second floor decks, that would protrude from her house by 7 feet. That would put her into the front yard setback by 2.5 feet. If you'll notice the survey that you have, the house to the west of her, it has a second floor deck that's projecting into the setback by a little bit more, slightly more than she is asking for. And the house on the beach side that is being raised up for a two-story addition is within 16 feet of the front yard, or of the right-of-way, which is a 14-foot intrusion into the setback. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, since the adjoiner to the east will be encroaching by, like I said, 14 feet, and the neighbor to the west is encroaching by a little bit more than what my client would be doing. The deck will not impair the appropriate use of neighboring properties. It will fit well within the character of the neighborhood, being a beach property, and it's the minimum variance that will afford relief for her to be able to at least see past this house and enjoy the property the way she wishes to. The side yard variance, when the home was built and we've conducted a survey, the front of the house was 0.2 feet into the setback. So that, I'm asking for 0.3 feet, so that when the in the event that you grant this variance and the deck is built, that will cover any incursion into the setback from there. And also, the builder put a shed on the back of her property when she built the house some 20 years ago. And this shed is sitting about 3 feet from the property or something like that. So we're asking for a portion of the variance to make that shed legal. It's just a storage shed, and the problem with it, it's a portable shed, but we can't move it because the septic is in the backyard, and it would be can't sit it on top of the septic system. So, okay. Are there any questions?
Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Workman?
Is this your, or this is the neighbor's?
That's the neighbor's property on the beach side.
That's why you've got to go up to yours so you can.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Records?
So you're asking for a front yard setback of 2.3 tenths of a foot, is that correct?
Yeah, we're asking to encroach 2.5 feet.
Then on the side, you've encroached,
3 tenths of a foot.
17 tenths or?
3 tenths of a foot.
3 tenths of a foot, right. And you can't move the shed?
No, because the septic is in the backyard and the drain field. As you can see from the survey, there's.
Do you have a permit for that shed?
The shed's been there for 20 years.
The builder, the builder put it there.
Okay, all right. No other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive a letter in opposition.
Okay, do you want to?
This is from Wendy and Daniel, Wendy Bauer and Daniel Kopp, I believe they're the owners of the lot 8. They say that they are unable to attend the September 24th public hearing regarding their request for variance. Please consider the following written comments as testimony regarding case number 11049. We are adjacent neighbors of the applicant as we purchased our property of Lot 8, Block H, Broad Hill Beach, North Shores in April 1993 and completed construction of a new home in October 2010. We testify in opposition to the request of a 2.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback and a .17-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed deck. It would be possible for the applicant to add a second floor front deck, which would meet the required setbacks. We feel that any practical difficulty would be self-created and the property can be utilized in a reasonable fashion without the request of variance for a proposed deck. When building our home on the same size lot as the applicant, we were aware of the existing setback requirements and were able to construct our house and decks within the existing setback requirements. We feel that all property owners should abide by the existing regulations of the houses, which have been built in compliance with existing regulations, are already very close to one another. We do not oppose the applicant's request, variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the existing house. We also do not oppose the applicant's request, for the existing shed. Apparently, these setback encroachments were an oversight when constructing the existing house and shed, and we feel that the practical difficulty and financial burden of correcting this oversight would be unreasonable for the applicant. Thank you for your consideration of our testimony in this matter. Please contact us directly if you have any questions or additional information that is needed.
Thank you for that. Hearing no other opposition.
I have a question. Lot 8, is that the one that got the,
This is closer to the street than ours is, yeah.
Is that the one that had the, this one it?
No, that's the one on the other side that her deck is 27.5 feet from the right of way, and we're asking for 27.7 from the right of way.
Variances, okay. Any further questions? Okay, are there being no further opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
I have a question.
Okay.
As you can see, I can see here you going after, for the reasons, the septic components, I can see the reason there. I can see the reason behind the 9.83. But I can't see why you can't adjust that deck to be in compliance.
I'm not sure.
He's saying that.
After that?
Can you make the deck smaller to meet, to comply?
Well, currently, I only have a 4-foot deck to get onto the first floor, and I have about this much space when I open the door to get around to my front door, so,
This is on the, this is on the first level or second?
The first level.
Okay.
It's very narrow, and, you know, seeing that both of my neighbors have, you know, really incredibly, they've been granted a lot more space than I have in width. I would just like to be able to open my door and walk around it comfortably. And it's really the only way I can, It sounds like a small thing, but my entire view on one side is completely gone because Mr. March built a three-story house. So all I have is my side, and oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So I would love, like,
so
granted.
You would say, are the rest of the lots that are there, or they have the same septic problem that you had, that they can't move back? Are you unique in that?
When I built my house over 20 years ago, we put the septic in the back of, in the back, the street side back.
Right.
And that's where my shed is, right next to my septic system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my builder put it.
My question was, are there other homes next to you the same way?
Well, actually, Mr. March is encroaching on my side, and he basically built his shed exactly as I did. Here's the shed, and here's his septic system. So Wendy, the lady who's opposing, they don't have a deck yet, so I don't know. And then after that, the lot is empty.
So you really couldn't have access and use that deck without a variance. Is that correct? You're saying it'd be a hardship on you?
Correct.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have another question. I guess I don't. Maybe I'm hearing conflicting stories. I'm hearing from the applicant that the neighbor has an encroachment where a variance has been granted, and I think I heard in that letter that they built within the setback requirements. Is that what they said?
That's what she stated. I don't know if this deck is. It can encroach 5 foot into the setback as long as it's not covered. So I do not know
first floor.
Not
second.
Not second.
And you're saying that they have second floor decking that is encroaching?
Your neighbor, Bauer.
She has two decks. She has a very wide one on the first and a little less on the top.
Okay.
How am I encroaching? How would this encroach?
Okay.
Her deck is close to the
road.
To the road.
Much.
Okay.
Much closer.
The first floor deck can encroach 5 feet into the setback, but a second floor deck cannot without a variance.
Okay.
So she's stating that she built within the setbacks.
Okay. And I'll check into that.
Okay.
Just to verify.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions?
No other questions.
Okay. Again, then, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 11,049 to our next regular meeting for the office to report back as if the neighbor has variances or encroachments thing.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we table case number 11,049 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,049 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be next Monday evening.
Thank you.
The hearing will be closed. So the hearing will be closed, so there won't be any other testimony. You're welcome to come back if you like. You can view it on the internet or call the office.
Yeah, the only new information will be from what Susan provides from the office.
In the office first.